Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Kaylin Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P for P Real Talk in the house, in your house, in your car, on the radio, however you want to do it. Let's just do it. And this program is sponsored by P for P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you are looking for a drug-free, if you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goal like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. And I'm sure you guys are wondering why I'm so calm, so like down, but not down, just more respecting a person that has been asking a question that's not getting a definite answer. And I've learned that when people are hurting, you don't step on their feelings or step aside their feelings, basically to put on an image, because P4P Real Talk isn't an image other than addressing the needs of the competitors and the athletes. And I feel that this kind of respect needs to be given to people that are basically not in a good way. So why am I jumping for joy and basically asking her for a high five and a fist bump when she's just not feeling that way? She's feeling some type of way. So we'll basically get the show started. I'm bringing her on, and she can introduce herself to those who don't remember the last show that we did, and we'll get started. So, hey, Mara.
Hi, it's me, Mara. I am, I guess I need to just call myself a pro athlete with everything that's going on. But if you follow me, if you're out there and you follow me, I'm on Facebook as Mara Winters, like the season with an S, WNBF Pro. But if you are an athlete who's competing either amateur or pro, you probably feel like me and wondering kind of where your place is right now in the sport of natural bodybuilding. And I think just to start this conversation off, we all need to be reminded kind of what this sport was all about. We've gone a little bit far off here, I think, in the sport of bodybuilding and making this an actually, I don't know what it is. I can't even call it a legitimate organized sport. Natural bodybuilding is separate from unnatural bodybuilding world of the NPC and IFBB. But we really don't have an identity here as natural bodybuilding as a sport. It's not unified. And I think because of that, we're having some problems right now with athletes' lives. So let's get this conversation going, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that we definitely have to address is that elephant in the room, and that's basically where, you know, any business model, any business forum, any business template always has a show of some kind of growth. The protected identity, you know, your brand, I guess you would say, and then also basically, you know, where that brand will be in the future. And, you know, let's be honest, there's some bad that's gone away, but there's still an identity that's not being addressed. Because, you know, whether you know this or not, but there's been plenty of people that have voiced their frustration. But there's, I always, tip of the iceberg, you have one person that's basically saying something that 30 people are talking about. And when you have that kind of thing going on, what ends up happening that a certain fear is there already. And a lot of people don't want to say anything out of fear that they might not do well at a show. And I'm thinking, you know, my talent should be the only thing addressed at any competition, because that's what's being judged. You know, whether it be basketball, football, or anything. You know, like I remember when people were saying, don't put Ray Rice on the field, the football player that basically punched his girlfriend, because why give him an opportunity to show his talent? And then you try to correlate that to basically a competitor speaking their mind and then being told they can't do what they're doing because they're speaking their mind. To me, that's no longer a sport. That's more like a it becomes politics. And the last this community needs, because like you said, I always say the natural community, because there are so many others involved in this. So the identity has always been for me from the competitor side and not from an organizational side, because I think the competitors have always been the organization. And when I see
Not to cut you off or anything like that, but you're right. Oh, I'm one of those athletes that, you know, let me just start off humbly and just talk about myself before people probably wondering who I am. I started competing in 2013 as a natural athlete in IMBF and WMBF. So I've been around this sport for a little while. I've competed in a lot of different shows and in a lot of different organizations and just learning and gathering information like all athletes are. However, I'm not afraid to speak my mind, apparently. Sometimes I don't know that I'm actually doing that. What happens is we need to change the mindset here. Unfortunately, as an athlete, I have to say that this is not an athlete's problem, okay? Like I posted on my Facebook today about my disappointment in the natural bodybuilding world, and I had one of the leaders of an organization chime in on my post and say, oh, it's the athletes. The athletes need to stay here. I'm sorry, but if you watch the NFL players do not make the rules of the game. They do not set the playoffs. They don't set the Super Bowl. They compete in the sport. However, it's the leadership that brings the organization together. We are doing this so backwards. And when you have athletes that are trying, the athletes don't really have that much control. And that's what we were fighting for when I came into natural bodybuilding. We as pros were saying, you know, okay, well, if you're asking the athletes to do it, here is what we want. You know, but that's not how an organization works. Okay, it starts with leadership. And unfortunately, we have so many organizations out here, we have no unity. So we need some type of organization and unity, because when you don't have that, people are going to do things out of line. There is no protocol right now for the natural bodybuilding sport. So you have shows dropping. My show got cut this year. You know, I really wanted to compete in the Minnesota Mayhem. I was looking forward to competing in that show. I have planned my whole year on competing in that show because, let's face it, as a natural bodybuilder, you're spending a lot on doing a show, but you're not earning a lot, okay? So don't sit here and tell me as an athlete, that I'm going to be spending more than the heads of these organizations to be doing a show, and I'm here as driving the show, but you don't have the organization to make sure that I'm safe in doing that, that I am investing my time and my money and giving that to you. It's not deserved. It really isn't, because I'm working hard. You know, I'm working just as hard as the organization heads to make sure that this sport is going. Fortunately, if you look at the NCAA, it's not the athletes that organize the NCAA. No, the NCAA comes first, and they set the standards. There is no standards that are set here. There are too many people trying to be in charge. And unfortunately, we're getting some bad things that happen. Now, let me say this. I'm not saying that having multiple organizations is a bad thing. I love variety, you know. That's why you have different teams in the NFL. However, there's still one guiding principle, which is the NFL. Right. So, you know, if we're looking at this, if we're saying we're natural bodybuilding, we are a sport, we are not organized like a good business sports model. Like, anybody looking at this would probably, I mean, yeah, we are disrespected. And well within our right, we should be disrespected because we can't unify. We can't organize. Like, it leaves an athlete like me feeling a little bit helpless, because I'm just like, well, what can I do? When I'm the one that wants to be competing here, you know. But then, so then you have athletes that will take a stand and say, okay, well, fine, I'll become a promoter and a competitor. You can't really do both, you know. And then you have people, it's too much. It needs to be restructured, reorganized. And honestly, there is a way that we could all come together, still have our organizations, but you got to get the people to work together. So we got to have the roles really defined on who an athlete is. An athlete is a person who is supposed to really be an athlete. I'm here to compete professionally and use my skills as an athlete. I'm not here to organize or promote your shows, okay? That promotion comes from me being entered in a show. You know, the Thriller and Manila wasn't like, oh, I'm Muhammad Ali and I'm competing in the Thriller and Manila. No, that was the fight and the two fighters fought in it, you know? So it's like we got to really think about changing our mindset here in this sport. And an athlete's role is that it's like that it's like an amino acid, okay? It's not the protein, it's the amino acid, okay? That's who we are. Together, we make up the show, if I can put it into some fitness terms here. So that's what an athlete here is. And then the promoters would be like the protein chain, okay? You can have all these different promoters that have different sanctioned shows, but they should be able to, like, have communication working together. And I think they are doing that because they see the shady stuff that's going on from the head or the organizations. I won't get into that because I'm still reading my email and I'm just sitting here just dumbfounded at what I'm reading here from a promoter. You know, promoters here are kind of like the protein chain. You know, they give us the shows, we enter into those shows. And then the organization is kind of like the whole body, and we need to all work together. We need to set one daggone standard, okay, of testing, because they're saying like the athletes want this and that testing. No, the athlete will conform to the test, okay? That is what it needs to be. You don't hear the NFL saying the Dallas Cowboys, which are my team, is going to do a different drug test than the freaking Eagles or something like that. You know, so you know, that's not what happens in the NFL. We need to have one test and have everyone decide on what that would be. Now, it's really going to be hard unless, you know, our organization has sit down together and really work on this together. And maybe we just need a true leader that has the sense of how to bring them together. I know what I would like to see is still have the different organizations. That it's fine. If people really need to be in charge that much, if you really want to do that, fine. You can have your own different organizations, but we could put our shows on a circuit. Like, you could easily get everybody to work together to say, if the IPE now and the WNBF have a show and the DFAC have a show, they all work together. And then the athletes, we could compete in a circuit of shows that everyone is competing in different organizations and everyone gets a chance to sign on stage. You could put a point system to that. And then those promoters that are ahead of those shows will put their backing into giving out good prizes. And then you can see a pro actually accumulate money, much like the IFBB does it already, so that you can see that point system, mm-hmm. or much like NASCAR, how you earn points by going to different shows. Now you have an athlete that's probably going to plan out their year a little bit better and really focus on saying, hey, I'm going to be more strategic in how I compete in shows. And just by having one officially saying, this is how we're going to drug test, and have that done for that year, and then maybe at the end of the year, as a body, we could make amendments to say, all right, what will we allow, what will we not allow as an organization? Set up, we live in America, you know, and I mean, even though we have natural organizations, I feel like we do have a sort of democratic process, because people don't want to say politics, but politics, it governs the way you do your life, you know, and this is one of the things I do for a living. So this is the politics of it. It's not a bad thing. It's just trying to figure out the governance of how we're going to drive this sport. And I don't see that coming from the leadership. I do see shady things coming down. I do see people taking advantage of the system, but that's what you get when you don't have a system. And unfortunately, if we do not fix this problem, you're going to have athletes like me that say, hey, I can, as a pro athlete, and I'm looking at all the different pro shows, okay, I don't know what this organization over here is going to accept because I'm taking this, but this, they don't have any shows that line up with my life and what I need to do, so I need to go for this organization. Oh, well, wait a minute, they have different rules on what you can do as a pro and when you compete, but the DFAC will allow a pro to compete anytime, regardless of, you know, when you got your pro card. Like, this is messing up everything. And when my show got canceled today, I was like, well, I'm kind of shit out of luck, excuse my French, because I can't compete right now. Like, literally now I have to change my whole theory on what I was going to do this year. And that takes away from me wanting to put my athletes in a show, you know, my clients who want to do a show, you know, and we haven't even gotten to all the drama of, like, you know, where the athletes have gone and kind of like what the sport is going on. That's a subject for another time. But just the basic organization right now is breaking down. And if we do not fix this, it's going to implode on itself. It really is.
Yeah.
So
there's no argument for me on that. And we've been speaking about the progression of it, but like I said, it's the elephant in the room still needs to be addressed. And if we keep overlooking or not directing our attention to it, sooner or later its own weight will collapse upon us. And then where will we be? I guess the best question would be to ask. So, you know, you've given a lot of insight. And you can tell that you're frustrated, and there's nothing wrong with that, because that's the passion that you have dealing with this sport, is along with a lot of others in it. But the one thing that has to be, that just simply has to be, is the fact that people do progress. And I think that's what you're saying. You know, you're getting the runaround, but you're not seeing any results from it. So basically, you know, it's a bunch of.
I'm tired of hearing the heads of the organization saying it's the athlete's fault. Well, the athletes aren't coming out to the show, so it's hard to do a show. Or the athletes, it's not the athlete's fault. It really isn't, because I'm the athlete that's trying to compete. And I know there are a lot of athletes that are trying to compete. I know that there are athletes leaving the organization because they're like, why should I deal with this? So I'm just going to leave and compete in the NPC. You know, what my partner that started off with me in this journey of bodybuilding, Anthony Spencer, who is an awesome bodybuilder, awesome, has left. Because he's a business owner right now. He has clients and things like that. And he's like, I don't have time to deal with this non organization of natural bodybuilding. So he's going to set his sights on competing where he can actually feel like a pro athlete. I mean, we haven't even gotten to, competing as a pro. One of my clients asked me today, well, what does it mean to compete as a pro? Which I was shocked, because literally that's how watered down the sport is being, not in that there's no intensity in the sport, but literally the image of this sport has become so, it's not there. She didn't even understand what it meant to compete as a pro. To compete as a pro means you compete for money. That means you are an athlete, okay? You compete for money. You dedicate your life. You get some type of compensation for it. That is what it means. It doesn't mean the three letters behind your name, okay? The letters kind of don't matter at this point anymore. And it breaks my heart to say that, because I really believed in the letters that I stood for. Oh, I was ripping, you know, WNBF hard, you know. People need to let that go. So athletes are going to have to become better informed right now, because clearly we're – I mean, it's sad to say that, because you want to trust an organization to have your best interest in mind, and it doesn't sound like that, because they're saying, well, it's the athlete's fault. Well, if you're blaming me, best believe I'm going to do my investigation. And I'm doing that right now, and I'm like, okay, this is not my fault. That I should not feel like that as an athlete at all. So athletes, become smarter. I just found out that the show that I was going to do, I'm going to put it out there. First of all, Leif Anderson is an awesome guy. I believe in him wholeheartedly. The Minnesota Mayhem show, I came on your show the last time, and I said it, that show was an awesome show for a natural athlete. I felt like an actual competitor at that show. He gives out good prizes. And for women, that was a big thing for me. When I saw that I was going to be making the same as a man in a show, I was like, this dude is about it, you know. And it's sad that I'm getting the information about why I can't compete in this show as a pro competitor, and I am livid. I am absolutely livid, because there's sure stupidity behind this. And then the athletes not being that smart to understand, like, how things work. I'm sorry, but World Championships does not give out as much money as Leif Anderson was giving out, and apparently that was out of his own pocket. So, organizations, you can be quiet right now, because you have someone right now that is doing it, that is putting on a quality show. The amount of the energy and effort that he put into that show to find a good venue. I mean, literally when I walked in, I was like, this could be like the Arnold Classic of natural bodybuilding, this show.
Yeah.
But he can't get the show sanctioned because people are doing dumb things. And he and I'm speaking out for him because he's such a nice guy that he probably won't show his temper, but unfortunately I get angry, you know, and today I was really angry. I was really angry because, like I said, when you're working so hard on a goal and for it to be taken away from you, and you're like, no, I was actually trying to do this show. You know, I live in Virginia. I'm going to fly out to Minnesota. I do not have I'm not a sponsored athlete, not that I don't want to be one, but I'm not a sponsored athlete. I'm going to be investing time and money into this, but I believe in it. A, because as a pro athlete, I feel like a pro.
Yes.
And also
yes.
to go to a show and actually have a nice show. A very nice, well-done show with someone who's actually trying to drive the sport. But the organizations are it's greed, it's arrogance behind this stuff, and just downright, really? Like, I was sitting here reading this email, and I was just like, even I can understand why Leaf took the position that he did. But we got to change the mindset here, and that's going to be really, really hard because when you've been doing something the same way for so long, you know, changing someone's mindset is really hard. And it's hard for me too, because I'm sitting here thinking, am I crazy? But no, I'm a business owner. If I had my employees deciding what to do, I'm going to tell you right now, that business is going to fall. They don't decide that. The company I work for decides on what we're going to do. And then we put that product out there, you know. And that's not what I'm saying in the natural bodybuilding world.
The very beginning is that there's some kind of template in place already. But you don't just have a template that says this is what's going to happen. You give the explanation of why and the intent of growth. And I think that's what everybody is looking for, is that intent to grow. Because, you know, it's all about the athlete. But when the athletes speak out, it's almost told, shut up. Because, you know,
They don't have a template. I'm sorry. There is no template out there. That's why they tell you shut up, because they don't have that information for you. If you join any organization, you get a set of rules and standards that is set up, and the templates are all over the place. I guess they're templates. They're not templates. I'm sorry. They're not, because the rules keep changing. Everything keeps changing. And there's no. If you're saying there's room for growth, where is there room to voice things? Where is there? You look at their websites. Everything is in disarray. It does not make sense. It really doesn't.
Okay.
I mean.
Now we're getting some questions, so I'm going to get to them before we run out of showtime. And Linda says, okay, what format would you have in place that could get the ball rolling to where the competitors are really allowed to compete in shows that basically give a ranking to the competitors and the top competition?
Wow, well, that's what I'm saying. That, you know, she's right on my mind thought of that we need to set this up. I would love to see someone who works in, like, I would love to see a real sports management person come in and sit down and try to negotiate terms and get everybody to a table so that we could set it up on, like, sort of like a NASCAR light circuit, or even not so much in the IFBB, but getting all the shows, maybe have a set amount of shows and get them into some kind of circuit and work together. You can have your separate sanctions, okay? You can have that. But let's work together to put the shows on a circuit. That way, like I said, you can see athlete earn points. You know, you can see the growth. You can see athletes make a name for themselves. And then that makes it easier for companies to come in and provide sponsorships, and it seems like it's worth it. You know, we got to get us under one umbrella. You can still have many you know, but we have to have that one umbrella, and then we work together. You could easily change, I mean, just like the Super Bowl is not ever held in one city, you could have the Yorkton Cup be the natural bodybuilding Super Bowl one year, and then the next year it'd be the Minnesota Mayhem. Okay, but you got to work together. Yeah. But unfortunately, people are too greedy to do that because they want all the money for themselves. And if we haven't learned anything, being an athlete, being the eye, never makes a team. If we're supposed to be all natural athletes, why aren't our organizations acting like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we would have to do that. But again, that's going to change the organizations. They have to come to one table, and they're going to have to give up a little bit, but they don't realize that this life is so abundant. Life is so abundant. If you do that, you're going to have more athletes come in. You're going to have more opportunities if you work together.
Yes.
And you're talking about the fear of the athletes speaking out. No, it's a fear of the leadership of giving up a little bit because they think that they're going to lose out. But the way they're going right now, they're going to just continue to lose out. Because Leif Anderson is suffering from right that. He's giving back registrations to his show.
Yeah. And, you know, let's step out on a limb. I mean, because you'll get no oppression from me. I'm on board with you. Because this is something that P4P has been screaming for quite some time. If you listen to JV sometimes on the podcast, mm-hmm. this is one of the big things he's always talking about because he's a businessman as well. And he's saying there's mm-hmm. got to be some fear in what you're doing. And he's just not seeing that because he said, you know, hats off to everybody that held his account for the 40 years that they've been doing shows. But now that the natural, I say industry now, you know, not just community, but natural industry itself has grown in such a vast array, and you still have the prize money being so limited, and you still have the fees increasing. Now, if
it's greed. Let's put it out there. We don't need to use any other language or any other word. It's greed. Yes, the natural bodybuilding world has grown drastically. I was telling my client that today. It's because we have more people who aren't athletes already, who are more average people joining shows, which is a good thing. Yes, it's a good thing. But before a couple of years ago, most people who were competing in shows were personal trainers and things like that, trying to bolster their careers or their movie careers, things like that. You know, we've seen the change in what bodybuilding was when it started off in the early, like, what, 50s, and went into the 70s and then the 90s with Arnold Schwarzenegger coming onto the scene and becoming a superstar. The nature of the sport did change for that athlete. And now that we have the Instagram and more people doing shows, it's no longer about producing the pro. It's just about having a nice big pro show. You can claim you have 150 amateur athletes to compete at a show. For what? You know, and I'm not saying that anybody that competes in the show, it means that you are not valued. Believe me, competing in a show is always a valuable thing, no matter why you're doing it, okay? However, when you have a lot of people doing things, like look at Ja Rule and that stupid music festival he tried to put on. When you're trying to do a big thing, usually it starts failing, right? So that's what happened. That's what literally we're going to be like the Ja Rule music festivals of the world. It's going to start breaking down because you're going to start having amateurs not wanting to compete in your shows if you don't see the pros doing anything.
Yeah.
Again, it's an organization thing. It's greed.
It's basically why Leif has been doing what he's doing, why Joe Perez has been doing what he's been doing, why the P4P step in to basically address the needs of the competitors. I mean, honestly, they were saying there is a lack of interest in promoting the pros. And you know, that was the one thing that I was shocked
That's a
with.
Lie.
But were working, no, but people were working so hard to get their pro card, and I said, well, then
right.
now what? And
then
that
now
was
what?
The big because the now what just didn't exist. And if it did, you had to be so stretched out to basically, I mean, you'd almost have to stop your life, your job,
mm-hmm.
and everything
mm-hmm.
else to plan this show to make sure you're on point. And, you know, you can't
mm-hmm.
have any preppage. You can't have
mm-hmm.
a dog get sick. And God forbid if a family or a kid
mm-hmm.
has issues during your prep, then basically – you're not guaranteed to come in at your best because of such and such and such and such. Like you said, if we
and that's not an excuse either, because you have athletes that do that. I'm sorry to cut you off again. I competed in DSAC World Championships the week after my father died. So, again, that's why I'm so angry, because athletes are putting themselves on the lines out here, people. Like, I competed after my father died, so I know how important it is to show up for a show. When I started competing, I can tell you stories of me and Anthony just barely making it together to get to a show. You know, and the reason why I started competing, I don't do this sport for my vanity. That's why I'm not a sponsored athlete, because I don't believe in it. It's my thing. I had to do this because people had to take me seriously as a personal trainer. Literally every time I take that stage, there's a slight little sting to it for me, because as a female athlete and as a female trainer, to get respect is really, really hard. And I never wanted to be the one that had to show off my body to do that, but I had to do it. And I had to literally really talk to myself for a long time to say, why am I doing this? You know, what am I up here for? You know, is it my own vanity, or is it to help people? And as a personal trainer, I have an investment in the humanity of this world, and it starts with people's health. And that's what I have to keep in mind every time I go on that stage. So now, not to compete, because I was looking forward to winning a good large sum of money, not because I wanted it for myself, because I wanted to put it back into my business. I want to win money doing the sport that I love, that helps drive my business, and put it back. It's a circle here. That's what I'm working for as a pro athlete, and that's what a lot of pro athletes are working for. There are some people that do this sport just to do it, you know, and that's cool. But right now I'm seeing the ones that really strive to make it to the pros, they're getting disrespected. And we can talk about it all we want. We can talk about it all we want. But if you want the athletes to take the stand, the athletes are going to just have to stop doing shows. They're going to have to leave the organization. And I know everybody doesn't want to hear that, but you're going to have to stop doing shows either day anyway, because I'm literally stopped from doing a show. Like, literally, I have to break my neck now to figure out how I'm going to compete this year, because I really don't see it, because I have a business to run. I couldn't compete last year because of that. So athletes are going to stop doing shows. And when you have incorrect protocol in drug testing, athletes are going to stop doing shows, because somebody wants to make some extra money. And you don't think that people are not smart enough to see that?
Yeah.
It's disrespectful.
Well, okay, now let's get back, because, you know, like I said, there are people, because if they try to drown you out, I've already shared the people that have been saying this needs to change long before that. And you cannot, I mean, history has proven time and time again, anytime you try to bury anything, you're just planting a seed that grows up even stronger than what you tried to bury. So I'm a little confused by the kickback, and other than, like you said, where the greed is the only thing driving this, to where they're just basically trying to get out all they can before they get out. Because it seems to me, and it's more than present, because you had Melissa Johnson with the I Am movement, you know, basically the project of people voicing what they thought was wrong. And she reached out to many organizations, and she heard back from some, but not from all, because the unity is not there. And I don't think, now, if this is real talk, let's be honest. I really don't think that some want that kind of unity, because there would be structure. And there would be some kind of a defined income and outcome, to where the competitor is actually being addressed fully instead of just in lip service, because that's a going thing right now. And, you know, not as much in the past, because, I mean, there were some times where you'd almost have to holler BS in the crowd when the promoter or the organization lead would start talking, because there's no way you can back that. But, you know, now it's I wouldn't say it's better, but it's more refined, you know, like just.
No, I think what happened was the athlete got a little bit, I mean, honestly, there aren't a lot of people that want to investigate stuff. You know, there's not a lot of people that really want to take that deep dive. Unfortunately, I take deep dives, you know, and there's only a few athletes that can do that. I mean, not that can do that, but there's only a few athletes that take the time. And yeah, it's people like you and I that say, hey, y'all, listen to this. That's what we're here to do. I'm here to tell people, hey, listen up. We got to have one person that comes in and finally makes an offer to these organizations that is lucrative. We're going to have to reach out to someone who's a little bit more famous than natural bodybuilding to come in here and take over. That's what's going to have to happen. There's going to be an uprising. And the uprising is not going to be us getting mad and angry. It's going to be us turning our backs on natural bodybuilding. And that's what's going to hurt the organization. That's how they're going to lose money. But if they don't come there, or they can take it upon themselves to finally sit down, form a freaking council, and get together. Get the bad seeds out of here. Go do something else. Please. Please. If you want to make money, you can go do something else. Start a pyramid scheme. Go out. Do something else. Because you're really, at some point, it's got to convict you that you're screwing people over. So those are my three options. I guess not. I don't know how to screw people over. I don't think I do. So I don't really have much knowledge there.
If somebody wants to improve, living in ignorance is one thing.
Yeah.
Willfully is something that I said is stupidity. We just gave it a nice word. It's stupidity at its finest because no better and refuse.
But you know what? I don't mind some stupid people. I don't mind some stupid people.
Okay. Let me explain it again. If you are set in stone, I'm going to make this amount of money every year, I won't feed into the industry like I'm supposed to because I like making this amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you understand the growth that would happen, and that might set you back 2 years of income,
it's still not
worth to me lining my pocket. And if that's the goal of some people in this industry, you will not change that, and they will never be convicted because they already have the understanding. They don't have the knowledge necessary to go beyond what they understand, but they do understand the situation and how they inhibit or limit it by design.
Yeah.
And that
But you know what, Kaylin? You know what the best thing is? I have my start calling people out because that's what people who line their pockets hate the worst is their public image. Keep doing it. And the athletes are going to start calling you out.
Yes.
Because when I read some of the names that were in here, I was like, for real, though? For real? That's what's keeping it out right now is that people aren't really getting called out. And it's because people don't really know what's going on. But, you know, that publicity is not good for people who are trying to lie in their pockets because that's what they have on you. That's the con.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting you to like them, you know.
Yeah, but see, narcissism is a beast. It's a big beast because it's got to be constantly fed and consistently fed. And, you know, we won't go into politics. We won't get into name calling because there's no benefit to it. But there is an understanding that you will basically incriminate yourself and hopefully have enough people around you. The damage isn't basically something you have to deal with on your own. It's basically other people covering your behind until it all basically gets swept under the rug and goes away. I'm saying this, with the growth that we're having and the passion that some people are bringing to this sport, they will be called out sooner than they will admit, and they will be spotlighted a lot more direct than they're willing to live with. And I'm so into health and fitness, even the people that play around with it, I still want them healthy and fit, and that's mind and body.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see how they can sustain that mentality by doing so much irreparable harm to the sport that so many people are involved in with such passion.
Yeah, well, you're going to have bad apples in any level of the organization sometimes. And here's the thing, athletes out there, I'm talking to you because I'm one of you. You got to stay true to yourself. No matter what's going to happen right now, stay true to yourself. You know, you might not compete with the same organization all the time, but stay true to being the person who you are. One of my favorite quotes is that, you know, what you do in private will be rewarded in public. You got to just keep doing your workouts, keep looking good, and keep, you know, gathering, you know, what it is your destiny is in life. Because athletes like me, the reason why you have me on your show is because I'm the same person in the gym that I am outside the gym. I got some daggone discipline. And when I come to the stage, I bring it. And when I compete, I respect the promoter and I respect the organization. And I make sure that when I post on Facebook and things like that, I'm trying to be as respectful as I can. But I know what it's like to overcome things, and I teach people every day to always reach for your dream. And that if there are no dreams that are, if there is someone in your way of blocking your dreams, then you need to speak out and say something, you know? And, hey, follow me, say something, you know, speak up, like my comments, and then maybe I can help out a little bit more. And that's all I am doing on this show. I have nothing else other than my voice, you know? Just stay true to yourself. That's all that we can do right now in these times. And we got to call for, as together, as the athletes unify and call for, hey, we need some fair rules. We called for that once before. When I first entered in natural bodybuilding, we were saying, hey, putting these sanctions on pro shows does not help pros compete. Somehow we've gotten away from that again, you know? And then, yeah, it's got to change. The mindset has just got to change. So.
Yeah, well, now, okay, the thing is, you're going to, you know, what always frightens me is these analogies of hurting people and damaging others and this, that, that. So I'm saying in a civilized society, there's always a more humane way to go about doing business. And I think that's what your outcry is. You're not asking for a head to. You're not begging for people to be punished in public, and you're not, you know, doing the call to arms where you basically want to railroad everybody to do what you're saying. You're saying there needs to be some kind of structure. There needs to be things that basically make this process an actual process and not a headache for the people that are doing the most with the least. And trying to get the best, because these are the things that, like, it's the elephant in the room. I'll keep saying that 100 times over, because it is that big thing standing, everybody's walking around like it's a non-issue. It is a big issue, and that's what keeps us from growing. If the elephant stays that big, no one else basically has the space to fill in the space the elephant takes up. So we're not addressing everything.
Well, I think it's because we're using organizations. We have organizations, like that's what we compete in. We compete in fake federations and fake organizations. And I'm saying fake because they're really not. There's no organization or federation for natural bodybuilding. There is not that. There is nothing that's constituted to define natural bodybuilding right now. That's it.
No.
When you get that, you have chaos. Wake up. I don't understand why this is so hard for people not to grasp this. There is no constitution. There is no real federation. It is a cracked up civil, like this is nothing. You know, this is not an institution or anything right now. And that's why you have the disarray. That's why you think there's an elephant in the room. And listen up, people. You have emotions, but they don't have to rule you. You know, I was sad. I had tears in my eyes today because I wanted to see Duluth, Minnesota again. I got, I got some heartfelt feelings about that place that my friends know about. But, you know, and I had a great time in that show, you know. And, you know, so I had those emotions. But that doesn't mean that it's going to rule my life. If someone says something bad about you, or if someone is talking about you, and if I'm coming from a place of love and respect, then you will come aboard with me and you'll have a conversation with me. Vicky has a lot of names. Anderson. I can't think of all her names. I love her though. She's awesome with that. You know, she will reach out to you. And if she, and like when I posted that, she immediately had something to say, which and that's what I need from all my leadership.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Everyone. Yeah.
You're talking about Vicky McCann.
Yeah, Vicky McCann. I can't.
Yeah,
Vicky McCann.
Okay.
There you go. I couldn't figure. Every time I see her on Facebook, I'm like, what?
That's
she has a lot of names.
That's
but she's,
girl.
Yeah, she's awesome. And she doesn't, I love that. At first, you know, she'll be like, wait, you know, but me and her can go back and forth. And you can, if you read our threads, you can see where some feelings are getting hurt. And I will be very direct with her where people will think that I'm being mean, but I'm not being mean when I'm saying that to her. I'm just saying, okay, here's the information I have. You need to give me your side of the information. And she goes back and forth, and we see each other's point. And then there you go. And now she's like, okay, we're going to work together to fix this, you know. It's not about getting your feelings hurt. If your feelings are hurt right now, it's telling you, that's an indication on that you need to move. You know, that's what I tell everybody is your feelings indicate what's going on. If you're mad about something, it means you might be missing information or you're interpreting it wrong. You know, if you're sad about something, it means you're just really disappointed. And you got to get people to, you know, raise that level, you know, back to some type of appreciation. It's not a hard thing for people to do, but people get so swamped in how they feel emotionally, you know. You can't lose control. You know, all you have to do is just stay true to your beliefs and just say, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? You know, what do I need to do? And then the people who believe in the sport, we make that way. Like I said, I competed the week after my pops died, you know, and everyone was like, oh, that's what he would have done, Mom.
Yeah.
It's literally, I'm conforming to the sport because the sport, the stage don't, it's there for you when it's there for you. And you don't go all through all those weeks of training to just give up. If you're going to go 30 reps in the gym, you're going to go all the way to the stage no matter what, you know, so. You know, if I'm sitting here doing volumetric training and doing all this stuff, and we're going hard right now, and our leadership can't go hard for us, what are we doing for? What are we doing it for?
Yeah.
You know, but then we have some athletes that the reason why they stay ignorant is because they stay in the vanity of it.
But you're talking about a status quo, and a lot of people, and you know, we've been taught to fear change. And let's go to a bigger thing and talk about this nation a little bit. Big businesses thrive because they don't want change. They love the fact of normal. But normal isn't always right. Growth is part of normal in a normal society. But many people don't want growth unless it's structured my way. That's not how change happens or occurs.
Well, growth. Well, I disagree. I disagree. Growth is measured. That's what we do in the gym. We grow, but we don't just grow randomly. No.
Okay. No. No. No.
We have a system.
Okay,
the body.
When you're talking about the body, hold on, Mark. When you're talking about the body and you're talking about organization,
yes.
You don't know which part of your body is going to kick in first. It could be your legs, it could be your abs, it could be your chest, it could be your shoulders. You don't know which good body part you have until you do the work. When you start that work, sometimes you have to go really hard on a leg, on a muscle group, basically because it's a tough learning. But you don't give up on it.
You start with a plan, though. You start with an assessment.
Yes. No.
You don't just start.
You
detect the weaknesses before you start. Like I disagree. That's what the problem is. With natural bodybuilding, we didn't detect the weaknesses. I'm sorry. I think there's a lag time.
Talking about change, yes, it has to be. You're going to go to the gym. I agree with that. That structure.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about is if you try to control the whole aspect of exercise, you won't be successful. Because there's certain parts of it that will just develop without you having to try it so hard. And then there's parts that you have to give more than 100% because they struggle. That is what I'm talking about. You cannot control that until after you start the structure. If the structure is there, yes, I agree, change is possible. But to sit there and try to define and calculate every part of the change without having some outside source or influence, you're basically ensuring that you don't change correctly. You don't grow the way you should.
No, I disagree. I totally disagree. I think that's what one of the problems is with this sport, is that we don't – if you get away from the human body, because there's so many variables in how the humans work, because we're just wonderful and beautifully made, that we just do phenomenal and great things all
point.
The time. So it's really hard. But
that's
the human body, because we are – I truly believe that we are – you know, there's another element to that I won't get into on the show. I'm not really sure, because I've been doing your show a lot. But just one sentence I may say is that we are spiritual beings living a human life, not a human living spiritual. Like, we are spiritual beings. So I try to take it out. But if we look at how we are as, I guess, a society, or how we just do things in life, you don't just build a house and then look for the weaknesses. No, you follow a building plan and then build that house from that. And then along the way, if you see something that's not working out, you go back and redesign. When we made our constitution, our forefathers sat down, they did their research of how all of the civilizations fell, and then they put together, like, here are the things that we're not going to do, and this is how we're going to govern ourselves. And then as we grow and as mindset change, we always struggle. We struggle together, which right now, natural bodybuilding, we're in a struggle together. But from there, we find something, and we say, okay, this is how we're going to govern. And then a mindset changes, and then we struggle together again. And then, boom, this is how we're going to do it again. Right now, we've been struggling around in a circle. And you may think the numbers say growth, but that's not what growth is for me. Okay, the numbers of people competing may have grew, but did natural bodybuilding as a sport grow? No, we don't have an identity. We're still babies. We're still a freaking infant.
Now, Mara, you just made my point. You just seconded my point.
I'm not really sure how. You and I, we're very deep thinkers.
If you can't tell me any business structure doesn't have someone on the floor that comes up with an idea or concept, and it changes the whole dynamic of what they do on the floor while you're working.
Are you saying you're saying that we're going to have that we need to?
I'm saying their structure, and it's great if you have structure. But then there's people that figure out the structure and improve on it. And because of that input, it changes the dynamic of where the thing is going.
Leadership. There's always one that's called to be. I don't know who's going to be that leader. I already said my idea for that is to actually, all the organizations need to either form a council together.
Yes.
And then come together and come up with that structure, and then we reorganize and become an official federation that can be done on a council,
or
keep the organization separate and then have a board, or have one person I don't know if there's like a Mark Cuban out here that want to invest and buy up all the organizations and then he run it. It's called business, people. Somebody's going to have to do it. I don't know who's going to do it. I'm too broke to do it because I would do it if I had the money.
Even with everything you're saying, there's still going to be a Mara that says it can be done better if we try this.
It can always be done better, and you got to have the person, that the leadership at the top, that will say, let me take all these opinions and always innovate. That's what a good leader will do, will always put the innovation will be there. That's not what we're worried about. The greed and the stone face, I don't want to let go of this position and my title and the way it's run, and being able to back channel money into their pockets, that's the problem. And guess what? They like control. So if you're talking about control, that's where that's coming from.
Yes.
So let's be real,
you're
people.
You're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the choir.
I know.
I'm jumping up and down, waving my hands, because, yes, Yes, and heck yes, because I can't say the other word. But I'm saying when things are running and change happens, change is going to happen. And sometimes it bursts at the seams because it's so ready and you cannot hold it back. What I'm saying, when you have that foundation, when you make that house, there's going to be parts of the house that has the bad wood, like you said, that needs, okay, we messed up with the wiring. And I've done more construction in the military, being a PB, than I would care to admit. And a lot of times these guys had some blueprints that were just awesome if you looked at them. But anybody that had to put it together would start saying, well, that ain't going to work. And that's where you're talking about amendments. Because without the amendment, the initial thing is flawed. Because
and we can have all that. We can have all that. We just don't have that. That's the problem. We're talking about this. We don't have it. We know what we need to do. I mean, maybe some people don't, and maybe that's why I'm speaking out. Maybe, I mean, this past year in my life, I realized, I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that I do have this knowledge, you know, so if anyone else is feeling out there with me, like, what's that quote, like, when you find out that smarter than you, that's why I'm on the show right now, because, look, I'm not that smart, you know, but I'm seeing this. And there's got to be someone out there that's smarter than me that can also see this too and affect some change. Here's the thing. When you're talking about the change and the bursting at the seams, it's either going to be a good way to handle this or the bad way. Look, we're going the bad way because we got sad feelings. No one's happy right now. Okay? Everybody's getting mad. People are cussing people out. Da-da-da-da-da. No one's having a good time. And when you don't have a good time, that means stuff is going to start clashing. And that's what I don't want to see. Now, if we could all just say, all right, shit's not going right, let's change direction and actually try to work together, that type of change is going to be so exciting and so innovative. Okay? But we got to figure out who's trying to rule what. Because if everybody's still feeling sad right now, it means people who are in control probably shouldn't be in control. That's when everybody feels terrible.
Well, then it's
point blank simple.
But
so if you want to, focus on
The thing I'm saying and what I'm trying to get at, because there's so much outcry, change is coming. You know, we just have to weather the storm, and it's a storm, and you know, sooner or later, the masses will hear 5 years of what we've been saying today. Maybe it's a year from now, maybe it's 2 years from now, but you know, it's. That growth is happening whether they try to bury it or not. It's still getting out. More and more people are doing their research.
And the thing is, like I said, you're making me feel old. You're like, this coming 2 years from now, I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm be grinding 2 years. Like, I'm like, at some point, I really want to find a boo. But, it's like, man, I want that change to happen a little bit more quicker. That's probably why I'm speaking out.
Don't
right
we
now.
All? And that's why we
exactly.
Do. But the fact of the matter is, you know, like, I remember. I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna say what I like. This is a political statement, but it's not political.
Right.
I remember when I started my job, and we had a guy, my boss. I had no idea how big a bigot he was until he opened his mouth when it was just he and I in the room. And the thing he said was, I guess your people are going to be happy now that Obama got elected. And I was shocked. I was just thrown by that. And I mean, I started praying to God and, like, you know, help me. If there's another job available, I'm ready to go, because this is going to be one of those kind of situations where I'm just not going to be happy. But you can put situations to grow. The personal growth happened in you. No, hold on.
Okay, I didn't hear.
I pray every day. Every day. You hear me?
Yeah.
It was 8 years before this man messed up and got exposed to what I had known 8 years prior. And I was not silent, but they were saying, you know, this guy is well established. He knows this, he knows that. He does this, he does that. And the company is happy with him because he gets results. But the truth of the matter is, it was just a terrible human being.
and he knew how to work the system. And I think that's where we are right now.
Well, no. Okay, so here's the thing with that. All right, well, it take 8 years, you know, and you're saying
no,
why
no, no,
so
I'm not
long.
Saying 8 years. I'm saying
or a few years.
You want a quick result, but it took 8 years.
Yeah, I'll tell you how to get that. You want a quick result? Start asking questions.
Yes.
That's how you get a quick result. You start asking questions. I live in Virginia. I'm from Texas. I understand where we are as a country. I'm not afraid of it at all. And honestly, I hang out with a 60-year-old white dude who's racist as I don't know what, but I hang out with him. I just go to lunch with him just to see how his brain thinks. I'm not afraid of him. You know, I do realize that God blessed me with the talent of being well-spoken, and my parents raised me very well. So, you know, I'm sitting at eating brunch one day, and he heard me talking, and he found interest in me, and I started asking him questions. And that's how you build rapport. That's how you affect change, is you start asking people questions. And you got to not be afraid that somebody doesn't understand you. Because, look, you might not understand white people. I know a lot of people that don't understand white people. When I say I go out to lunch with a 60-year-old white dude that's a Trump supporter, that people, like, go like, what? How dare you? Because I want to understand him. Okay, I have to understand him. I have to be curious about what's going on. The athletes who are going to start speaking up, they're curious like me. Because I'm like, hold up, what's going on? More athletes are going to start asking questions, and that's how we're going to affect change.
Yes.
When we start going through that change, though, is it going to be hard? Because it's hard right now because the bad people are winning, okay? The bad people are really winning, okay? And unfortunately, just like what's going on. Well, they're not winning, but they got a little bit of an upper hand here. We're getting through it. We're just trying to play catch-up here. You know, so it's going to take some strong leadership. I'm probably going to have to just step up, put myself to the plate. I'm figuring that out right now. Yeah, exactly. And so in any time that changes happen, it takes leaders to rise up. And that's what we're working on right now. It's just getting those right people in the right positions. And it's got to start with people being understanding and wanting to ask those questions and people not being afraid to address something that's different than you. You know, even myself, I always have to. It has to start with your own mindset. Yes, it really does. To change other people's mind, you have to change your mind. When I sit down with that 60-year-old white dude who's a Trump supporter and thinks and is a bigot, but like, you know, your people blah 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 blah. You know, easily I could be like, yo, this dude is wet blah blah blah. So I'm just like, wait a minute, change your mind. Okay, he's a human being too. Just how I grew up having a mindset, he grew up having a mindset too. Is that necessarily his fault? No. So let's figure out why he thinks this way. The one that, and we hung out for a long time. I still hang out with him. We still go to lunch. He's a business person, so that's why I like talking to him because I need to learn different businesses to help grow my business. So I always like look for different inputs. And he's been in my area a long time. And so what happened was, you know, we started talking. He would say, you know, offhand stuff, you know, and we jab back and forth about politics, but it literally took me one day to sit down with him in his backyard and enjoying some lemonade, and I was commenting on how beautiful his yard was, you know, and so, you know, I'm laughing at his jokes, and he says, you know, I love spending time with you, and I was just like, would you ever want to see me sad? And then he's like, oh, no, why would I ever want to see you sad? And I said, you know, my mom has also a beautiful yard like this. In fact, we own a farm in near Emporia. It's my family owns land. It cannot be sold, but the pipeline is about to go through there, and my land's going to get taken away, my heritage. How do you feel about that? He got so quiet because now his beliefs are being challenged. He knows me. He likes me. He cares about me. He doesn't want to see me sad. And he knows he has a beautiful yard, and he knows that I want to enjoy my yard too. Now, he didn't say anything to that. He was like, well, you know, and so then I was just like, but do you realize how sad? And he was like, well, you know, we need the pipeline. I was like, but do we? You know, if it's going to take my land, do we really need that? Now, a Trump supporter is going to say, yeah, well, you need the jobs, but then he had to think about that. He was like, I was like, how would you like someone coming through here and just mowing this all up because somebody else needs a job? I'm not saying that people can't have jobs, but I'm saying, maybe there's a better way, and we do know that. So he had to really think about that at a point. So, you know, I was worried about that if I didn't change his mind at that point. But I wasn't afraid, you know, to say something. And I had to put it in a way that was caring to him. But I care about the sport. I do want to see different organizations because just like in the NFL, the Cowboys rule all the other fucking teams, okay?
Oh, here we go.
No matter what you say, no matter what you say, the Cowboys will always be the most iconic team in sports history. And y'all can just deal with it. Even when we lose, we on top, okay? I love to see the jabs. I love to see that stuff. But that's what we're missing in natural bodybuilding. That's what we're missing. Is the fun of it right now.
Yeah.
So.
Like I said, when you're speaking to me, I've been, I mean, like, people thought that when I would not basically back an organization, I said it would be impossible and back the people that comprise it. And they said, well, what do you mean? I said, because it's not fair. The way things are. Like I said, there is no structure. But I'm saying, how do you put rules and regulations on a competitor when there's no rules and regulations on the organization?
On the organization,
I
right?
Said because
you
can't tell me that I could be happy and a servant of God at the same time and still adhere to that when you know there's something fundamentally and soundly wrong. And so, look, you know, we either back the competitors or there is no sport. And I think that's where we are now as an industry because the things are falling apart because we're trying to keep old guard.
But you can't back the competitors if they have nowhere to compete.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone could be backing me right now. What if I was a sponsored athlete? My show's gone. Who's showing me?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. That's a backwards way of thinking. Like we gotta fix this situation. You know, like I said, we have the athletes out now. We're speaking out. You know, that's our role here is to speak out. But you know, until someone takes a stand and maybe put some money, like for real, fine then. Let's throw money at it. You want to make money? I can tell you how to make money. I see it right now. If you put it on a council and you put it on a circuit, you're going to make so much more money than what you're doing right now trying to line your pockets, but you don't believe in abundance. So that's again, why would I want to stay with this mindset? Well, me, as a person, I don't even run my own business like this. I don't even believe in a mindset. So, you know, if someone's going to come out, buy them out. So if you want to make $1 billion, does anyone have $6 trillion or whatever billions of dollars to come in, pay these people off, and move people in the right organization? It needs to be a takeover. So that's what it has to be.
What I'm looking at is that, you know, because I told with Leaf when all of this information fell down, I said I'm still going to show up because – we have to make a statement sometime with us. And, I know the vision he has because we've spoken about it, and I know he's going in the right direction for this to be a successful industry for everyone. And if we don't give that backing and give our support, then, yeah, there will be doubt on his side because, you know, he's – When you got people that are passionate about things, they're pushing forward, and they do run a lot of opposition. And he has. Let's be honest. He has run into a lot, I mean, an extreme amount of opposition because people didn't want that kind of change. They wanted basically.
Leaf is smart. Leaf is fine. The athletes, Leaf knows that he does not need the athletes to do this because if that was his holdup, he would have been begging for us to stay in the show. He was like,
No. So I think you missed what I'm saying. You're saying.
But let me finish my point.
This is about people getting under one umbrella and staying strong. Because the people backed out as soon as they found out, I can't get what I want. And I was very disheartened.
Well, no, that's
that.
What I'm saying. I'm saying
so
you're still putting it on the athlete, though. You're still putting
it on the athlete. Mara, hold up.
Oh, okay.
Hold up, because you're about to go off on a tangent that ain't even right. I'm letting you know I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But sooner or later, we, as competitors, have to stand together. I'm not saying Leif Anderson show. If we have to stand together and not show up to a show, I'd be fine with that.
Well, unfortunately, again, because you can't. Why would we stand together when there was no togetherness in the first place?
No, you're missing me. You're still missing me.
No, I'm not. There is no togetherness in the first place. Again, the NFL teams didn't, like, that's not how it works. You don't. Someone has to come in and say we're all going
to
come together.
They stood together.
The athletes, that's not the responsibility of the athlete. I keep telling everybody this. The unity of the sports is not the responsibility of the athlete. We need something we can join.
Other than the fact of us saying enough is enough.
We've been saying it. Everybody's saying that.
Not as a unit. Not in unity.
It doesn't matter. You can't. There is no unity to this unity. This is not working. We've all been saying this. I mean, like you said, you've been saying this for a very long time. Some people are just not going
to
speak, though, and that is not the athletes. That is the
you don't leave
from the bottom. You can't have
some people you do not want to speak. Trust me.
Here's what we need to do. And if you want that to happen, then people need to deem who's. You're right. You want a unity, then it has to come from specific athletes, because not everybody wants to speak. In fact, I didn't want to speak tonight until two people told me that I needed to speak. So good, thank you. Thank you, Kim, and thank you, 2Ks right now. Both of y'all are making me speak out. But yes, some people just aren't speakers, okay? That's not what they're here to do. They're here to compete.
That's right.
I'm unique in the fact that, yeah, I'm a leader, okay? I've done leadership before, so it's easier for me to do that. So I'm putting everybody on my back right now so that the organization has, you know me. You know me. And that's why maybe people are paying attention, because Vicki Anderson, she knows me. I competed in her show, and I show up to competitions. We've already done this. We've been showing up, and we've been backing out. You've seen the good athletes that leave. You've seen the athletes that don't compete some years. They see that. Do they really care? Nah. Okay? What they don't see is athletes really calling them out on their crap.
Yes.
And we don't really want to get to that, because we don't want to tarnish the sport. That's why the athletes can't speak out about it, because we don't want to tarnish the sport. But slowly and surely, we're kind of tarnishing the sport, because we're whispering behind our backs. We're going to start saying,
yes.
I literally had to text someone and said, get out of that damn organization right now. And I literally didn't say any other reason why. I just said, get out. And my client was like, okay, all right. So that's what's going to happen. It's not the athletes that need to be doing this. It's literally, it has to be a restructuring.
Yes.
The people don't, the people don't decide the election.
There has to be a reason to restructure. And unless they have that reason, that motivation, because everything comes off of motivation.
Everything comes down to money.
Yes.
That's the motivation right now, y'all. It's the money.
Yes.
I didn't want to say it. I really didn't want to say it, but it's the money. So it's just we've been dancing around the issue all the time. Look, some people in this industry motivated by money. Everybody want to motivate. That's why I say you need somebody to either come buy them out or you show them how abundant this could be. But they don't want to hear that plan. They don't want to hear that plan, I don't think. I'm pretty
I'm
sure someone's already pitched that
to
them.
This show, and he's going to love you.
I love him like that.
I mean,
like you said, everybody has their part to play, okay? We as an athlete, you're asking us what we should do. You know, there's no right or wrong way, because literally we're the ones that are supposed to be being governed. That's what I'm saying. The governorship doesn't come from the people. The people say, this is what we like, this is what we suggest, and a leader comes around and says, hey, no, this is not what you like. You know, this is way, you guys, this society has to change, you know? And then we send that up, okay? And then the leadership makes it happen. They implement that. They implement it, okay? You know, they make sure that stuff is going right, okay? That's what's supposed to happen. That is not what is happening. It's corruption.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that about
have,
my sport. Because there are people, and that's why I always try to keep it positive. There are athletes like me, that's why I'm out here telling you my story of why I'm doing this, okay? And then you have promoters like Leif Anderson, you know, just found out, and I'll put him out there. I don't know if that'll cause him any harm, but yeah, he finances that prize money out of his own pocket. I was like, oh my gosh, I did not know that. You know, and somehow he's been able to do that. And I wanted that damn hammer. Anyways, you know, if anyone follows me on Facebook or Instagram, I love comic books, and I wanted Mjolnir. I love Vikings. I love all that stuff. So
you better love Thor.
I really want that hammer.
You better love Thor.
Yeah. So I'm. Anyways, that's another subject for another time. By the way, go see the Wonder Woman. Phenomenal. But anyways, you know, you got good people. You have good people here. And look, have no fear, athletes, because people like you, Kaylin, and me out here giving our voice, we're going to get this done. Because
yes.
I'm pretty upset now. I'm really upset. When boy Anthony left, he was like, I'm not giving them my time or my money anymore. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. You know, I don't like going it alone without him. He's a great athlete that the sport could have really used and utilized. But he's just like, I ain't for that BS because I can find abundance somewhere else, and that's where he went, you know.
Yes.
But you have people like me that are still trying to ride this out. We're still trying to do it. So I'm not saying that I'm leaving, and I'm not saying everything's going to go badly. I'm just saying if we want it to go better, we got to really work hard here. The struggle's going to be.
Yeah.
It don't even have to be a struggle. It really doesn't. It really doesn't have to be a struggle, you know. So no one needs to lose hope. Everybody, we can always positive. We keep having these discussions. And, you know, if anybody out there feels like they need a question answered, we're going to do the research and answer it, you know. Feel free to message me, you know, and let me know how you feel. Because that's why I appreciate you allowing me on this show, because it's hard for me to let my emotions out because, you know, I always think that I'm always alone. And so now I'm just like, am I crazy? So I put it out there.
No.
You know?
No, you're not crazy.
Exactly. So I put it out there. And so if you need to put it out there to me for you to hear me and say, like, this is what I need, then I'll speak up for you. You know? If you don't want to be that person to say something, I'll speak up for you. I'll listen to you. Because that's all we've been doing anyway, is listen to everyone. We found out we think the same way. So, you know, I got high hopes, though. You know, I'm not in despair today. I was really hurt. I just said I was disappointed. And
yes.
I still have high hopes for this industry because we do have such enthusiasm in it now where, yeah, it's no longer just personal trainers coming in here and doing shows and things like that. It's the average person that wants to be inspiring to their community, you know, or who wants someone who just wants to feel good, you know, by having something to showcase. I think that's always great.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so if we hold true to those values, we're going to make a way. We're going to be okay.
What I love about this sport is that we're America. We're every nation. Your doctors, your lawyers, your firemen, your policemen, your nurses, your everything, teachers, everything.
Right.
We cover the gambit when it comes to personalities. So it's not like somebody doesn't have the input that's necessary to make it better.
Right. Yeah, I had to really, like, today I was asking myself what did I do this for? You know, like, literally I felt that. Like, I didn't compete last year because I was already losing heart in it. And literally Leif wrote me and telling me about the Minnesota Mayhem, that's what made me want to compete this year. That was the only thing. The only thing.
Uh-huh.
That's why today it was so devastating for me because literally when I say I was only doing Leif show, I was like, I'm only doing Leif show. That's it. And so,
yeah.
Because I was having a hard time with, you know, other issues of like, okay, why am I a figure competitor? Who am I as a person? And I just, like, I had to ask God. I was like, okay, God, what am I here to do? And he's like, you know what you want to do. You want to make the world healthier. And this is an avenue to help you make the world healthier, because as a personal trainer, as a person that has to be influential, you're right. I deal with the politics of the world every single day. I work for a company that has a brand. I have to deal with my owner. I have to deal with my employees. I have to deal with my membership. I have to deal with leadership in the company. It's all these things that I have to do as a personal trainer and as a leader to help guide people to a healthier life. It's a lot. It's a lot on me. And bodybuilding helps me do that because it helps me earn some extra cash to be able to invest back in myself. You know, I love where I work right now. I really do appreciate it. I'm learning so much. But then, you know, you as a person, I'm just like, so why do I want my voice out there? You know, it's because I'm like, okay, I have some knowledge here to help change people's minds and help get it out here, because we are humans. We have to live healthy, to live a long time, to grow, to do cool things, you know, to be a great country, you know. And so, no matter, you can have your different beliefs. We can all be different. But when you get into that gym and you're exercising, like, I love looking around the gym. People hate the gym. I love the gym. I'm actually, like, thinking about writing a book about just, I love the gym. I love all the craziness of the gym. I'm, like, so invested in it because I can see, like, literally watching, especially with adults. I call the gym the adults' playground because I can watch adults play and I see the way they make decisions. I get to see different races interact with each other, you know, different walks of life interact with each other. And it is funny. It is funny, you know, like all the little situations that I've gotten into at the gym, people aren't there. And it's sad. And then we're wondering why healthcare is out of control. We're wondering why people aren't doing great things with their bodies, you know. We over here in natural bodybuilding, you know, have this unique interest in humanity, I think, that makes us all want to be influential, you know?
Yes.
And that's why we need the sport of natural bodybuilding to thrive. So.
It has to grow. Yeah. It has to grow.
You know, it has to become an identity so that we can be a force for change. I think that's what we all want to be, is that.
Yes.
That force for change, it can happen with us. Some of the things that, you know, that is in the health and fitness industry, it moves into all facets of life, like this mind-body connection that we have. Like everything that happens in the gym, everything that happens to you in the gym happens outside the gym. You know, you got to have physical strength, you know, to lift weights. You also have to have physical strength to just get through your day, picking up babies and stuff. I don't have a baby, but... You know, I picked up someone's baby the other day. I said, this kind of a, you know, this is a nice baby. You know, it's 35 pounds, you know, of a, I guess it's a child. I don't know. I'm not a mom. But, you know, like a mom has to be able to lift that. You know, you got to have flexibility in your joints. You have to have flexibility in life. So these things go back and forth, you know. So that's why we're out here doing this as athletes, because there's a lot of people in the world that we got to change. And,
Because
it'll be a better
know.
Place if we do that. Yeah, they don't know, you know. And I've seen so many people become friends from different walks of life. For a long time, you know, probably putting too much personal influence for this, a long time I had to deal with myself as being a woman that people look at. You know, that was weird for me because I grew up with six brothers. And, you know, My view of what beauty was and what it was for was unfortunately misinformed by growing with six boys. Think about it. Talk about that later.
Yeah.
So me being attractive was a hard thing for me for a long time, you know. But I go out on this stage and now I realize I'm using my attractiveness now for a great purpose. And for a long time, you know, I had a problem with it. But now I'm able to take the stage with hopefully a grace and a humility about myself that people find inspirational. So that's what I have to focus on. Because really, I don't really like being looked at. It's hard to, like, walk in somewhere and, like, a lady sees you and she kind of diverts her eyes, you know. And it's because I don't think a lot of people realize, like, why we celebrate us being beautiful and things like that. It's because people think that if you're beautiful, you have some kind of advantage over them for some reason, and that's not true at all, you know. And so that's why we're saying, like, you know, look at us, because we want to tell you, you know, something that you can do, you know, and be inspired. But
yeah,
and you know, and a lot of people are inspired by that. There's awesomeness in attractiveness now. So, you know,
we all have ideas.
I probably just go long winded, but I always like. I was trying to bring this up because I felt like we were getting in a little bit of despair back there. Because,
no.
Yeah, I'm mad as hell. I'm mad as hell, but I'm still truly honored. Exactly. I'm mad as hell. Yeah, exactly. You know, but, you know, I'm truly honored to be known as an athlete. I think anybody who takes it upon themselves to become an athlete for the right reasons are special people. So, and then look, there's always going to be bad seeds. It's just how it is. That's
yeah.
just human life. That's the characters that are going to be there. But we can, you know, cause some, when they're bad seeds, things can change. And that's what we always have to strive for, is just finding out, you know, what is balanced and fair and has everyone's best interest in mind. The bad seeds will come and go, you know. And,
well, okay,
and hopefully the bad seeds are just weeded out by good drug testing, and it's not coming from the
leadership. Yeah, but you touched on it, so let's mm-hmm. go into it a little bit even before the show ends, and that's the spiritual mm-hmm. side of it, because mm-hmm. we've been, in my Bible study and our Sunday school, we've been learning about the book of Judges and, mm-hmm. you know, the people that were basically called to be brought up and speak out against the injustices that were done to the people. And
mm-hmm.
they were unwilling, but they weren't unknowing. They had a gift that was given to them. And even though they knew their gift, they didn't know the importance of it. And I think that's where we are right now, is where we're at a point in life where something needs to happen. Someone needs to do something. And because of our humility and the humbleness that we're raised, we're reluctant to do it ourselves. And you don't get that kind of calling unless all the tools are in place for you to
yeah.
be able to move correctly. So, you know, for anybody
right.
listening, I know we have several, well, actually thousands. But, guys, everybody's got an idea. There's one format, and if you're willing to stay on that format, the idea happens. And that's what I've been saying this whole show, whether Mara got it or not, and I'll drive that home 100 times, because we are saying the same thing. And like
yeah.
you said, when she talks to the racist bigot, you're saying the same thing. It's just
yeah.
different verbiage. I used to tell my dad, I said, the reason we argue is because we're generational speaking. You're speaking your language of your life. I'm speaking the language of the divine. But we're saying the same thing. And because we can't connect with the verbiage we're using, we fight.
Yeah.
And I said, I walk away because I don't want to fight with you, because I love you that
yeah.
much. That's the way
yeah,
the industry
you're on common
is.
Ground. You have commonality. Your father and you share a heritage, so you have that commonality, and that's where we don't focus on a country or as a organization, is realizing that we have one thing in common. Once we focus on that, we can find the structure on, like, building that up, is finding that one thing we have in common, using that as a virtue, and put it into some type of structure. We also got to remember that not everybody wakes up at the same time. You know, some people, it takes a long time. It took me a long time to wake up to even know that I had the gifts that I had. And so some people are on different journeys. So, you know, there's never a right or wrong time to do a great thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When things are going to happen, yeah, I mean, you just got to do it. That's why, I mean, look, that's what we do as athletes. There's never a right time to compete. Hell no, it's always the wrong time. Terrible time to compete. You know, I've never heard one athlete
yeah.
going to the show is like, this is a perfect time for me to be competing. Heck no. It's never a right time to be competing, you know. So we just got to realize that this is where we are now. And like you said, holding on to hope that we can affect change. We just really don't have that leadership, I think. So we don't really have anything to grasp onto. And I think that's what we're all calling out, that there is nothing really to grasp onto. We can save this, you know. But, you know, like I said, some people, and there are some people that aren't supposed to be leaders. They're not supposed to be leaders. Yeah. You need a flock. You need a flock. So not everybody can be a leader. This is just the problem we're having, but not everybody can be a leader. So there are some people that are just like, hey, I really don't care. I'm going to do whatever, you know, and they're cool. Those are the people that are supposed to be in that position, you know. And they probably have a better trust to say, like, you know, everything's going to be all right. What we don't want to say is everybody start going, everything's shit, you know, and they're not going to do it. So,
Let's look at it like this, because I've spoken as a personal trainer, and I won't even expect better training and better nutrition. But I said, if I'm not there, who is? And, you know, it's a lot of times, there's people where I said, you know, you've got so much potential. I would rather you be in better hands. But when it comes down to it, the people are saying, I trust you. And so you are the better hand. So when we're stuck in that, and I don't want to call it a dilemma, because anybody trusts you is a blessing from God. But when you're basically the seal that keeps the breach from happening, where the total destruction happens if you move out of the way, then, you know, people will ask, you know, why don't you just stop? Why don't you just quit? Because it's just not in you to do that. That's not your nature.
Right.
You're going to hold that line. If you know, if the line falls apart, then everything goes to crap and the bad people win. And that's just not going to happen under my watch.
We have this show, which you're doing an amazing job with. We just don't really have that decree that's going to sting in the heart of these organizations to say, listen up. I'm figuring it out.
Yeah.
I'm saying here, right now, tonight, I'm going to figure this out. You don't want me to figure this out. You don't want me, I'm telling you right now, listen up, heads of orgs. I will put it on myself right now. I don't like that I'm at it, but I'm a little bit of obsessive compulsive. If anyone knows me, my boss, he knows how I am. I go deep, man. I'm going deep. And if I start figuring out something, I'm going to see if I can affect some change. Best believe I'm going to put it out there as cheap as I can possibly be, because I don't have no money to really do anything. But I'm going to figure out some way to really start disrupting some stuff. Okay? That's what it is. Okay, and you're not taking it anymore, and then someone else is not going to be taking it anymore, at least not taking it anymore. He was like, oh, you want to act like this? Fine, I don't need to have a bro show. I was like, well, dang, Lee, dang. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was like, I don't need this. So that's all right now, a blaring situation. So I'm going to start calling you out soon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Try to hold me down if you want to, you know, but I'm speaking out. So that's what's gonna affect some change, you know. So you got people out here that are calling people out. It's happening. Because I'm not taking it anymore. But we still have a bright future. So
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we just got, like I said, you hold on to who you are as a person and what you want to achieve. And the people who are phony, you're going to fall fast. And no matter what level you're at, athlete, promoter, head of an organization, if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, you're going to fall fast. Because your organization is done broke up and all this alphabet soup now. So, you know, if you're an athlete doing it for the wrong reasons, you're always going to get found out. We always see the athletes that get found out. So, and bad promoters, boo up. So, when I was going from a pro card, and, man, you know, I had to get real with a promoter, you know, and he called me, he said this was going to be a pro qualified show, you know, build me up. And then he didn't promote well. And then it wasn't a pro qualifier. And I was like, look, dude, got pulled me from the show. He didn't want to give me my money back. I was like, but you need to give me my money back. And I drove, and I made him give me my money back and my partner's money back. True story. You know,
there you go.
So those are the things that you're going to start seeing. You know, you're gonna say, actually, you know what? I drove all the way out there, and I didn't get my money back. And I told him, I was like, I'm going to run your name through the mud if you do not give me my money back. And he came up to the gym while I was personal training and gave me my money back.
Well, there you go. There you
so
go.
So that's just the kind of person I am. I'm not saying that everybody's going to be that way. It just took me standing up for myself. So we are standing up. We are doing these things. And like I said, you're gonna keep seeing stuff fall. We're either gonna implode on ourselves, or we're gonna grow. You know, I don't even mind using the term grow. We're just gonna identify. We need an identity. Okay.
Unified identity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we are growing. Like I said, the industry has grown. Fitness has grown. We need an identity. That's something different. You know, America grew before it had an identity as America. We were a colony. It grew. Okay? Then we had to identify ourselves. July 4th is like my favorite holiday, though. I cannot wait. If anybody, like my employees and my staff are laughing at me because I'm working hard for my burnt hot dog. You know, so I was competing for a show. So I was like working real hard to sit in this burnt hot dog. The lean hot dogs don't burn like the fattier hot dogs do. So I can't eat like a lean one because I just don't get the enjoyment out of it. So, yes, I do enjoy burnt hot dogs. So, you know, I guess I get them
there
now.
You go.
Because I'm not competing. I'm just teasing. But that's literally the story of America. You know, we grew, but we didn't have an identity. All right, we've grown. We need an identity now. So let's do this. Declare it.
There you
do
go.
Do something. 4th of July is coming up.
Well, it's been declared.
So.
And listeners, I'm sorry we didn't get to your questions.
Shoot.
Mara, if you've got time, we'll have you on in the future where we can get to those questions.
Yeah.
Because, you basically sparked some interest already. So
okay.
We're going to end the show. And thank you for coming on. Thank you for speaking your mind. And thank you for real talk.
Because, you
know, that's what's definitely necessary. And thank God that you're so well spoken that the listeners can keep up. Because that's very important.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And aside from your attack on the on other football teams, Bears, you know, we still love you.
Yeah, thank you. I love everybody. If you're out there, you're grinding, I love you all. You know, keep doing what you're doing, and always go Cowboys. Always.
Got to. Anyway, I'm living.
All right. And my everybody knows me as Mara in Motion. That's where you can find me on Instagram, Mara_in_motion. And my rule is like everybody has to just stay in motion. You know, don't let anything get you down. You always just have to keep moving because a body in motion stays in motion, which is one of the most – I love that. That's my geeky – Isaac Newton, you know, used to go hard on that guy and one of my favorite people to study. And I've always just kept that as my mantra in life because everybody falls down, but we can get back up, natural bodybuilding. We can get back up. Let's stay in motion.
And don't stay down. Well, thank you again.
Yeah.
And have a great night. Yeah, I
got
to get to the gym, but we're going to have you on in the future because, like I said, we got a lot of listener questions.
Wait a minute, what time zone are you in? What time zone are you in? I don't even know. I'm in Virginia.
I'm in Illinois.
Oh, okay. I was like, get to the gym. I'm about to go to bed.
Now I feel bad. I'm sorry.
No worries. You're fine.
All right. Thank you so much.
Right.
And have a blessed night. And I'll get in touch with you tomorrow
about Tuesday because I really want to get to these listeners' questions. I don't think that we were neglecting them, but you had so much topic and passion. I did not want to miss out on that. So thank you again.
Okay,
have a blessed
you.
Night. Yes. And,
right.
and on behalf of my great co-host that wasn't here tonight, we're going to end it with her statement, and that is, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.